Here's a thought I'll title, Narrowing the Subject. Years ago, I was doing portfolio reviews at Foto Lucida when an Asian photographer, along with his translator, approached my table to show me his work. And after opening the clamshell box, I saw a dozen, or, well, it might even been a couple of dozen, absolutely beautiful abstract prints. They were colorful. They were beautifully composed. I thought they were great. And I asked him, after looking at all the images, what the title of his project was. And he said, through the translator, that the title of the project was America. And I thought, that's a curious title, but it didn't make any sense, because what I saw was colorful abstracts of nothing identifiable whatsoever. As the conversation proceeded, I learned that he had been to Yellowstone National Park and photographed the mud pots there, and they were all kinds of different colors, and he made these wonderful abstracts, and they were great. But I suggested to him that his title didn't match the subject of his photographs. Maybe if his photographs had been the colorful mud pots of Yellowstone, then maybe okay. But America was a lot more than just abstract colors made from the mud pots in Yellowstone. What he had missed in preparing the title for his project was the importance of narrowing the project to one small thing which he could say well. You know, that old maxim about better to say one thing well than to say 100 things poorly. That's not to say that titles and images can sometimes be ambiguous, because they can. And there are some subjects that lead to short projects and other subjects that lead to lengthy projects. Both kinds are valid, and they have their virtues and their drawbacks. The real problem, however, is when, as producers, we give our audience mixed signals. And that's what had happened here. He showed beautiful abstracts, but the title didn't lead us to his beautiful abstracts. And the beautiful abstracts weren't an expansion of the title. So I suggested in this case, he didn't need to do anything with his photographs, he just needed to modify his title. There are other examples I could cite where the important thing to do was to leave the title as it is, but expand by adding a few more images to the project. In general, however, I would say in this day and age, our audiences are more likely to engage a very narrow subject and have it be intense and focused, not in the photographic sense, but in the concentrated expression sense, to have it narrow and focused and say something really well, which, here again, I'll mention, is the ideal purpose for something like a Seeing in Sixes project or a Trilogies project. It's a very narrowly focused thing where you can say something with intensity, with, if I can use the term, density of communication, that makes the project more powerful because it's communicating something clearly. Sometimes this can be manifest in a problem where, of a dozen images or so, one or two of the images pull us off topic a little bit. They don't really belong with the rest of the images. And so you can narrow the subject and intensify the image by simply getting rid of those two images. In general, I would say, there is much more danger in alienating the audience when the project is too broad rather than when it's too narrow. You can almost never go wrong by narrowing the subject and saying something with greater intensity, rather than trying to say too much and losing the connection with the viewer.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.